AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate is expected to vote this afternoon on its own emergency funding bill to deliver aid to migrant families and children who have crossed the border with Mexico. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the House bill is a non-starter.
It's a go-nowhere proposal filled with poison pill riders, which the president has indicated he would veto.
A Senate vote would punt the issue back to the House, pressuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to slate a vote to send the $4.6 billion Senate bill to President Trump in the coming days and finish the must-do legislation before leaving Washington for the 4th of July vacation break. Two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Meghani with the acting defense secretary, Brussels.
President Trump tells Fox Business News that he doesn't want war with Iran, but if there is one, it won't last very long because the U.S. has military superiority. He adds he was nice to Iran for not ordering strikes after Tehran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone. U.S. sanctions to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons and for its support of militant groups are biting, leading to food shortages, rioting, and inflation. After saying its report is his testimony, Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before a pair of House committees on July 17th. This is AP Radio News. Attorney General William Barr shows off his musical talent before his opening speech to the U.S. Attorneys National Conference in Washington. That's Barr joining with others on the bagpipes at the start of the conference. In his remarks, he told other federal prosecutors,
"We must have zero tolerance for violence that is motivated by hatred for our fellow citizens, whether on the basis of their racial, religious, or sexual characteristics."
Barr says some of the threats to the country include violent crime, national security threats, transnational criminal groups, and the migrant crisis along the border with Mexico. Beth Chapman, wife and co-star of reality TV's Dwayne Dog Chapman, is dead. The 51-year-old dying this morning at a hospital in Honolulu after a nearly two-year battle with cancer. Dwayne Chapman gained fame after he nabbed serial rapist and Max Factor heir Andrew Luster in Mexico in 2003. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.